The 15th annual Sketchfest Comedy Festival is underway in San Francisco. It combines stand-up, sketch, improv, and more from around the comedy world. That includes local talent, too, like Oakland-based stand-up comedian Krista Fatka.
You only really learn that you're a female comic by going to open mics, doing shows, right? And being introduced over and over again as a female comic. Which, yeah, you hear how that sounds? Sometimes it sounds like a warning a little bit. Right? Hey guys, sorry, we gotta do this at least once a night.
Fatka has been doing stand-up for just about 2 years now. Her entry into showbiz was not what you'd expect. Here's KALW's Audrey Dilling speaking with Fatka in our studios.
I want to start talking about how you started out, which was as a circus performer. Can you just tell me how where you discovered that and why you ended up doing
Yeah,
that?
I was always pretty gymnastic as a kid, and then I was kidnapped by some carnies. Basically, my friends, like, in Europe, started training with a circus and performing with them, and they were like, you should come out. And we were basically living in this huge squat and throwing big circus shows there, and that was my introduction to the circus. And then I came back here and just trained for 10 years and taught kids and performed for a good long while.
So what was a part of your act?
I did mostly static trapeze and acrobatics and dance.
And so then how did you transition into stand-up?
So I think towards the end of my illustrious circus career, I injured my back. And I had kind of started playing around with doing like comedic monologues, but they were always kind of in character. And I would use props and doing that in a circus context at like cabaret type shows. And I knew I wanted to be funny, but it was, like, too scary to be myself doing it, or, like, the circus just felt familiar to me. So I, like, took a clowning class. I thought I was a clown for a while. Then I just started writing these things. A friend of mine started doing stand-up, and I started writing in my own voice and more for stand-up.
Was there a moment when you felt, like, a little bit more comfortable being yourself? Or
I don't think I've made it there quite yet. And it's funny, people who know me really well, they see what I do as a character. It's definitely part of me, but it's like a caricature of a part of me, I guess.
In what ways is stand-up like a circus, if any?
It's really different, actually, because it's so immediate. I mean, you could train trapeze for many years and your teacher could be like, you're not ready to perform, or you know, but you still call yourself a trapeze artist. And with comedy, it's like day one, you're in front of a microphone and some people and you're doing it, and you're immediately a stand-up comic by being funny in front of people, and you always have an audience available to you. Doing a crappy open mic at a little cafe in Northern California was like way more terrifying than any trapeze show or acrobatics show I ever did. So for me, the whole like first 6 months was really like not even really about jokes. It was just about getting over my own nerves and my own internal experience. And I still get nervous, but it's nowhere near what it was those first few months, especially. So.
And I've seen you make jokes about being a woman in comedy. Would you prefer to not have to be talking about that?
Yeah, I guess I would prefer to not have to. But then it's also like, I mean, we all have these lenses that we see the world through. And it's such a topic that many, many comics cover, the differences between men and women, the differences between white people and black people, and these things are like so done over and over again. But at the same time, like if that's the lens that you view the world through, and that's, you know, you don't really realize it until you go into the comedy world where like you are such the minority. If you're not a white male is like what most of the comics are, that like it does become more apparent to you that like, why is that? Why is this not welcoming to like, you know, more diversity? Like, what is it about the situation that that I am such a... So it comes up, and yeah, I feel like compelled to address it because so many people just have a huge blind spot about it.